This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Imagine if we envision thousands of parcels of vacant land on Chicago's south and west sides as one large space, as large as the city's downtown. And imagine if we use that space collectively for things that benefit entire communities instead of individual property owners. That's exactly how one local architect and professor views the city's vast inventory of vacant land. WBEZ's Natalie Moore took a brisk fall walk with him in the North Lawndale neighborhood to learn more about his vision.
My name is David Brown. I'm both a professor at UIC School of Architecture. I've been there for, I think, since 2004. And this year, I am the artistic director for the Chicago Architecture Biennial.
Brown and I meet at 13th and Pulaski. The site used to be five empty lots. Now it's an unofficial park in the hands of a local charter school. It's called a permaculture garden. That means a holistic approach to gardening that has little labor and works with natural forces of wind and sun. Fruit trees here have yet to yield a harvest. More importantly, the land represents a larger creative vision Brown has been working on for 10 years called the Available City.
Urban design proposal that looks at all of the city-owned vacant land. If you think about that in aggregate, you're talking about a land mass that's about the size of downtown or the Loop.
The idea is to create collective spaces that reflect and serve the needs of local neighborhoods or community groups. Brown isn't actively pitching the city, yet as artistic director of the 2021 Chicago Architecture Biennial, he has an international platform to display the Available City. It's also a forum to ask people to consider the impact of collective space and the city's vacant lots as one vast land mass.
That's something new for me to try to, how do we look at 15,000 lots as one lot, one big downtown.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess to me it's thinking that to a degree you can think of it as a landscape that's not unlike the park system, but to begin to say it can be a park system that can actually have a much greater variety of uses. And so that it can have buildings within it. It can have types of spaces that we would typically not think of as typical as parks. And at the same time, that it's at a very small scale.
I asked Brown what cities he draws his inspiration from, but he has a different answer.
My other interest besides architecture is really thinking about improvised music and how that begins to apply to how one can draw ideas from how that's structured.
Okay, so what music do you are you referring to?
In Chicago, I'm referring to, say, the AACM, Association of for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, Art Ensemble of Chicago. Also thinking about Sun Ra and Sun Ra in terms of ideas about the future. And so really trying to, as well as just the music itself.
Like jazz, Brown sees experimentation in architecture, knowing the structure, and then breaking it down to birth something fresh. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.